Is it live?
That joke never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't. Not for me, anyway. Anywho. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 83rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Beat 15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
Hip hip hooray.
Hey, we got a special guest this week.
What?
Coming to you from parts unknown. Here's Jenda.
Hi, guys. I'm extremely excited to become a regular part of the show from now on.
Only 2 a.m., you know, UK time, you can be on every time, every week.
Yeah, I'm going to red-eye till 5 in the morning and then just go to work.
So Jenna's a long-time supporter, but due to the time difference of where he lives in here, has never been able to be on the show before. But he's living it up in Florida, getting ready for WrestleMania.
So, yeah, I'm spending my vacation in the way only I know how at the Puzzle Warriors.
Soon to be on every Brit's, you know, spot for vacation.
And not only spending your vacation, but spending your birthday. So
that's true. It is his birthday, so
I'm a man of taste.
It's just all bad. All right, so this is 329 through 4-5 in the 2017s. For the doldrums of the show, here we go. Wednesday, today is a Blue Falcon. Thursday, Blue Psylocke. Friday, Green Beast. Saturday, Black Bullseye. Sunday, Red Cap. Monday, Green Sentry. Tuesday, Green Punisher. And next Wednesday is a Purple Blade. On the 5-day, 4-star crash!
Pachoo!
What was that?
I would have figured there would be some effect where someone was going to the top turnbuckle and then came down and then crashed.
Man.
I did a laser. That's way better.
Okay. Pew.
Maybe I can just picture a 5-star frog splash from RVD in my head.
Sure.
Yeah. The whole effing show. Rob Van Dam. All right, so 324, last time we spoke, it was going to be Teen Gene versus Moonstone?
Yes.
That sounds right. That one took me 2 tries, I think, but then it was all good in the hood. How fair are thee?
Bad in the hood. Took me 8 tries over 3 days, and I never got close. I have a very, like, middling Gene. I have her at, let's say, 232, perhaps, and bumped her up to whatever, as high as she could go, level 147, threw on some boost. Just does not produce. Doesn't do any damage. Stuns you for only 1 turn if you make a 5 match. I mean, just got rocked by Moonstone over and over, and I was never even close, so that's why I eventually ended up giving up.
Sure. That's sad.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So my champ, although not unexpected, because my champion Gene was had a rough time. Moonstone, when used by the computer, is a pretty decent character, and yeah, it didn't go too well. And of course, never made, you know, critical matches, so you had to rely on the. I think it all boiled down to the fact that the computer would not give me purple. If I would have gotten purple, we'd have been all right. And unfortunately, I used my green too soon, and then Moonstone converted all those styles.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
not a good thing. So. You combine that with not being able to destroy those enemy tiles, and it was rough. But, yeah, I mean, she was still champion. I was able to pull it off, but it was more of a fight than I expected.
Jenda, how'd it go for you?
My gene's on 280, so I got it fine second try. But even people with a champ gene find this one hard. Gene only has AoE damage, so one-on-one fights aren't her strong suit, really. It just depends on how many red is on the board. If there's a ton of red, Moonstone's going to win. But
yep. Well, again,
hence her nickname, Fezzik.
Good at fighting groups. Terrible in 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
The next one, today's was a little bit of a surprise.
Super surprise, because I am not
plugged
in. Duck
at us, and I was excited.
You should be. It was awesome.
So I managed to win with the duck. How'd you guys do?
Not yet. No way. I mean, my Howard is on like 1-3-1, but the 3 isn't his useful power. It's not the other two are his damage dealing powers. So you're able to do it if you have at least one purple, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm. So I do have at least one purple, and I did do it. But if you're wondering, how long does it take to take down Harold and Kumar go to Frank Castle, 35 points of damage at a time? About 14 minutes.
Wow.
About 14 grueling minutes of hanging on to one purple Duck Duck Loose style, just going poke, poke, poke. But yeah, I won. It was great.
I like the matchup because Frank can only hurt you with his green, and right. Your Quack Fu destroys every green tile on the board. So right. from a puzzle standpoint, it makes sense, but I just need more levels.
Yeah, I was able to pull it off as well. Again, the two very long matches. I got him down to like 800 points on the first one, and then he got his second green off, and mm-hmm. It was no good. But I was curious. You said you beat it. What was yours? What was your fight like, Craig?
The first time, the board was nothing but him making green matches, and he whooped me. The second time, however, I got purple out very fast, and then I had like a nonstop stream of blue. And I could just keep him stunned by quacking at him a lot. So, I mean, it wasn't a fast win because I really wasn't doing that much damage either. But
right.
It was a steady of he's stunned, he does some stuff. And it was just keeping him away from green so he couldn't do his AoE attack. And then eventually I got enough green where I could, you know, boot him in the face.
Yeah, green blocking green is the key, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And getting the purple off. But
yeah, if you can get invisible and then you steal all the green, you are set.
Yeah, my 1-2-3 at level 70 still was able to pull it off, so I didn't even put any ISO in.
What I'm more annoyed about is that I bought a Howard 10-pack and I got nothing.
Yeah. Same here. I had some hero points built up, and yeah, absolutely nothing on there.
Yeah, because it was straight after a sale.
But no. Oh, did you spend some money on the sale?
Brother, everybody spent money on that sale. We're swimming in it. I have 2 latest legends worth of CP to open today, and it's not my effort. I've been on holiday. It's the Alliance. It's great.
Wow,
those crazy long box heroes.
They are all crazy.
They are. Those requirements for PvP are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They play way too much. Although we'll talk about people who apparently play even way more much later. Way more much. Way
more much. That was almost a sentence.
Man. Don't you mind me. I'm just an American. So next on the 3rd, we should be back to Bucky. So that's what should be coming up next.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm still not looking forward to that.
Yeah, I agree.
No, he's on something.
In story event land, we got Juggernaut going right now. 8 and 15,000 get you Cyclops. 26,500 is that brand new Danny Rand. 50,000 for the CP. Top folks are getting Agent Venom. And then from there on down, it's some Falcon covers. Hulk will be coming up next. 18 and 34 for Falcon. 58 and 81 will get you Agent Venom covers. Because, boy, we all want us some more Agent Venom covers. 113,000 for the CP. Top 10 is Medusa. And an 11 to 300 is Magneto. In the Michael Jordan Space Jam season, still going on. Redshift just ended up. 800 got you Purple Switch. 900 for a Black Agent Venom. 1,200 for the CP, top 5 is Ant-Man, and then 6 to 50 was the Dream Warrior. And then in Fatal Attraction, which is running now, 800 Black Dream Warrior, 900 Purple Ant-Man. 1,200 for the CP, top 5 Danny Rand, 6 to 50 is Sentry. Whew. So, moving on. Jenda, tell us more about yourself.
Hello, I'm Jenda.
I think I know what Alliance you're in.
What's that?
I think I know what Alliance he's in.
Yes. I used to. Now he's dead to me.
Bang, bang! So, yeah, like you implied, I used to be in the Puzzle Warriors, and I have now moved up to Longbox Heroes. In terms of who I use, I'm on day 713. That's good, because it means in 2 days' time, I get my last ever 3-star reward after 2 years, and then I never have to get a 3-star reward again as a daily progression. It means I get a Silver Surfer in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In terms of who I use, I've got an A-team. I like using Cyclops, Jean Grey, and I used to use IM-40 as my accelerator, but now I've swapped in Star-Lord. I've just finished Star-Lord. So you get Cyclops for the blue, red, and board control. You get Jean for the purple and the green, and then Star-Lord just makes everything quicker. That's his main advantage to me. And then I've got a B team that I base around strike tiles. I like Maximum Punisher, Nova, and then I like someone like X-Force Deadpool in the middle. I just like his true heal mechanic. But my Medusa is now on 12 covers, so I'm going to swap in Medusa when I get her finished. She should be a progression award soon. Wow. And that's me.
Yeah.
You got her at 12. That's nice.
I got her at 12, yeah. And I think after the Hulk PvP, she'll be a progression reward, so I'm going to champ her out.
Wow.
Yeah, she's killer. She's definitely worth it. I use her non-champ, so...
I think she's underrated. If you look at how the fans rank her in those character surveys, she ends up in kind of the 20s, the mid-20s. But I think she's way better than that. So I'm going to have Nova and Punisher throw out the strike tiles. Medusa's going to steal the enemy specials. And then if my tiles get matched, I get health. And if the enemies get matched, I get AP. So perfect.
Yeah, I like I said, I really wish they hadn't broken Mr. Fantastic, because, boy, I really wanted her to team up with Fantastic and...
Carnage.
But I'll still do that combo. It just won't be as fun to me.
It is still a good team. I've been using it here and there when they've been like when Fantastic's boosted. I don't have any of them champed, but it's still fun.
Yeah, they're hard to beat as well in PvP. Yeah. Those teams.
So since you're not actually from Parts Unknown, tell everybody where you're actually from.
I'm from Ireland. I'm just in the US for a week. So since I was on the right time zone, I thought I'd pop by.
Thanks. That sounds convenient, and we're happy to have you.
I'm from Dublin.
Oh, nice. So here's a question, because this seems to be a problem every time we meet someone from Europe here in the States.
Is the question, are you actually from Dublin, or do you just not feel like explaining where you're from, so you just say a large city that you think we've heard of?
That's the question.
Correct. I'm actually from Galway.
Okay.
What's the question?
Isn't that mentioned in a Pogue song where the cops are all singing Galway Bay?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's my hometown.
Yeah, nice. See? The Pogues to the rescue.
Perfect.
No, here's the thing. So we like to enjoy, you know, Guinness. And yet every single time I meet someone from, you know, the UK area and I say, hey, guys, what do you like? And their answer is always like Coors Light, Bud Light. What's the deal?
Oh, no, I don't like any of those. I'm a Guinness man.
Oh, thank God.
Good answer.
It keeps happening over and over again.
No, man, I like Guinness, I like cider, and I like rum. Those are my three.
Well, I'm down with two of those three.
Yeah.
You don't like rum, or you don't like cider?
Oh, I love rum.
Okay. I was going to say, in fairness, I love all three of those, but cider gives me crazy heartburn.
Cider's nice in hot weather, and Guinness is nice in cold weather, so.
Both those statements are very true.
I find rum is pretty much good all the time.
Yeah. Want some rum right now.
If there's a little bit of Coke with some rum in it,
perfect. Boy, yeah,
delicious. Yeah, well, I don't know if you did we ever tell the rum story on this show?
No, no.
We bought all the rum.
I have no idea.
Is it a story? Is it going somewhere?
You know the story. So at the bar where we met, Noble Eagle, where we met Rick, is a bar in. It's a chain restaurant, but there's one in Atlantic City called Cuba Libre.
No,
which, you know, means, you know, which is a rum and Coke, a Cuba Libre. So this bar had their own branded rum.
Oh, nice.
It was, they made a 5-year spiced rum, and it was delicious. It's like the best rum for mixing a rum and Coke. And every time we would go there, we would get these drinks, and we would, you know, had good times were had. Then one time we show up, and they're like, oh, we don't have our own rum anymore. We're like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, we just don't have it. It's all gone. Oh. And then to make, you know, as he would say, a long story longer. Eventually, you know, I make some phone calls. We track this down. It turns out that the contract between that bar and the distiller who actually made the rum had expired. And the distiller then destroyed all of the rum casks and things. So they couldn't actually make any more of that rum.
Oh, my God.
However, they had 13?
No, I think it was 11. They had 11 cases.
They had 11 cases of it left in a warehouse in Philadelphia, which was all the rum that there was of that kind. Like in the world. So we probably bought more than half of it for our own personal use. So we ordered and had 6 cases of rum delivered.
What I want to know is how much rum is left.
A fair amount.
Okay. So my next vacation is Philly. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, we don't go there.
I think I've got 3 cases left.
Between the two of us?
No, I'm just me.
Oh, I don't have 3 cases left. I might have 2 unopened cases. I think that's right. I think I have 2 that I haven't opened yet.
Mm.
Unrelated story. If you do end up in Philly, yes, let us know. We'll come down.
No, perfect.
We could go see a Chikara event.
Sure. I would love that. I've actually met
the Russell Factory.
I've actually met Noble Branco now across two different continents in the last 6 months.
So. I know, it's crazy. We could go hang out with Icarus.
Yeah, I mean, yes. And then I'm meeting Euronymous on Friday. We're going to the wrestling.
Nice. Man, you like you more meet more people on your vacations than I, you know, meet in my life. Crazy.
Tell us some news, Craig.
All right, let's talk about the news. News.
Talking about news. Oh, it's not even that funny, but I'm entertained.
What are we talking about first? Let's talk about words of the wise, folks. They bring me put out a statement about there's currently a token pull exploit going on that some players are using to manipulate token pulls. His warning is that they are able to detect those accounts and they are going to be taking corrective action on these matters. So do not use exploits.
Cool.
And that's
no problem.
This morning.
Yeah, they specifically said, though, that they are able to detect the accounts that have utilized the exploit. So there's no hiding.
If you're not sure whether you've used it or not, you probably have not used it. Don't worry.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something you actually deliberately have to go and
do. It's not an accidental one.
In stories of people who play this game, apparently way, way too much, they had to make an adjustment to the game because of people playing missions thousands of times. Thousands. So, due to this, starting with the Hulk event, they're changing the minimum amount of points that a mission has. So, the Joint Forces mission will now get itself reduced down to 0 points, and the first three easiest missions will now go down to 0 points. The three hard missions will go to 1, 2, and 3 points, and the 2-star, 3-star, and 4-star missions will also go to 1, 2, and 3 points. Apparently, what they found is that people were playing the very first missions thousands of times at 1 point each to get themselves higher up in the ranks. Now, I admire their dedication. What is wrong with these people?
I don't think admire is the right
word. Yeah, admire is not right. That just bums me out. Like, I barely play, but it still feels like too much because Steam keeps track of the number of hours that you've played.
Right.
And I'm a little over 2,000 hours, and I'm a little beyond day 1,000. So 2 hours a day is just way too much, in my opinion. And this is just blowing my mind.
Like, I usually play them at least 4 times. Sometimes I get them to 6. That is all of those missions I can stand. Yeah. Like, the fact that you're willing to play it over and over and over again for 1 point at a time blows my mind.
Well, part of the issue as well is I don't really know why we're all playing against each other for single player anyway. If I were redesigning the game, I would boost progression rewards and get rid of placement. But, you know, exploits aren't cool regardless, and I would consider this an exploit, really.
Oh, it's just mind-numbing to me that you would even try to do this. Like,
if just imagine if they could redirect that kind of focus and tenacity towards something meaningful.
Yeah.
Like, they would be achieving so much in their lives, but instead, they played Mission 1 1,000 times.
Like, I'm assuming they're probably just using, like, you know, Thanos and a couple of true healers or something, right? And they're just cranking through this.
Yeah, probably.
And just letting, you know,
Thanos just moves through stuff so fast.
Right. So in those easy missions, they're just letting 5-star Thanos just bomb, you know, over and over and over again. You know, it's just, I still
am having trouble with the monotony of that.
I just don't get it.
The issue is going to continue, though, for the moment, I think, because the 2-star required mission should grind down to 0 as well. But at the moment, the 2-star mission isn't that hard compared to the couple of easy missions at the start. So, I mean, it's an issue that's going to go on for the foreseeable, I think.
Yeah, it's just I just don't know. Like, it.
I agree, though. I mean, why if it's PvE, why are we competing against each other? I think it might be difficult to wrap those awards in. In fact, I'm sure that it'll be difficult of a game change. But at the same time, competing for placement is just, I don't know. It seems out of place. If you want to compete for placement, there's PvP.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least we don't have to log in every 8 hours anymore to do a mission each per node.
That's true. In other minor news, they made a very minor change to the Hulk event. Now, when you get to the end where you used to get the free green thunderclap cover,
yeah,
it's now a random Hulk cover.
Ooh, that's really kind.
So, yeah, for the people who are playing their way through, who, you know, because you invariably everyone got five green Hulk instantaneously,
right? And no black.
This now gives you a chance to finally get those extra anchors,
right?
Then let's talk about patch 123.
Okay.
Ian, are you sitting down?
I am indeed sitting down.
Let me give you this clue. The clue is two for the price of one. Now, hear me out. We all know that matter exists as both a wave and a particle.
Dude.
So clearly.
I am clearly totally saving
this. This is Dazzler.
That is it. I knew that's where that was going. And you are definitely getting a junk punch for your birthday.
Oh.
And it's not matter. It's specifically light. But in any case, two for the price of one. I saw this when it came out a few days ago, and I've been thinking about it. And the only thing that I've come up with, and I'm almost sure I'm wrong, but the only thing I've been able to come up with is two for the price of one. It makes me think that there are two characters like Rocket and Groot, and Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out, I don't know, soonish.
May 5th.
So 4-star Rocket and Groot.
Yeah, it seems to be a month early for that, though.
Yeah, right. It does seem way too early. I have been toiling over this myself, and if it turns out to be anyone other than Cloak and Dagger, then I don't care.
Yeah, that's the rumors I'm hearing.
I want it to be them because I used to think that they were the best, and then I realized one day that they weren't, but I still love them.
Remember, wasn't there a movie called Cloak and Dagger featuring Dabney Coleman?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that when it came out, but I've seen it several times. One of my friends loved it, so I've seen it a few times.
Hmm. Okay. All right, so the rest of the patch, the Claim Your Reward screen now shows bonus heroes icon on the covers you earn from bonus pulls. Little change there. When opening a multi-pack, the first cover now displays correctly, which also fixes the bug where when you got a bonus hero, you saw your bonus person twice and not
right,
you know, actually the person you got the first time.
That erroneously got me so excited several times. I never know.
See, I thought so a few times, and like I think two or three times I've actually gotten Iron Man 40 twice.
Yeah, because the first time it popped for me was for a 4-star, and I went, oh my god, best ever. No, Agent Venom.
Yeah. Well, who's your bonus 4-star?
Medusa. I want to finish her off. I'm on 12.
Much better.
Who do you guys have as favorites?
See, I was going to bring that up because I saw that you posted that question in the Facebook group.
Oh.
I thought it was a good question.
I use Battery Man, the person formerly known as Medusa, who now to one of our tremendous sponsors is now known as Annoying Queen.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up. I forgot. I'm sorry.
And then I also have favorited Bruce Banner and Natasha Romanoff Black Widow because she's the only 5-star I don't have, and I want me more Bruce Banners.
Yeah, you for 3-stars, you get a 4-star token at level 223, and then you get a legendary nearly straight after at 227. So for my 3-star, it's always whoever is closest to 223 each time, and then I'm going to cycle through.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
And then for 5-star, I've got Thanos and Doctor Strange because they're my most covered. I want to get them.
Right. So I 3-star Doctor Strange because he's really powerful, and I'm trying to get him. I'm moving him up the ranks. I think he's up to like 190 now. So he's like, he surpassed Sentry. He surpassed Spider-Man. He surpassed Psylocke. So he's passing all the guys I never use.
All the people you champion last. In the three.
Yeah. For 4-star, even though I do really want the Anoia Queen, Medusa, I actually have Moon Knight because he's just the character that I really want to champion the most.
Yeah, and he's left the latest 12 now, so you won't get him any other way for a long time.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. And then for 5, I actually currently, I'm using Doctor Strange, but I have him at 414, and I think as soon as I get a 5 in one of those, I'm switching it to a different 5-star, because the worst thing that could possibly happen is getting that 6th blue or yellow cover without getting more Eye of Agamotto. That would make me sad. And probably go to Banner then because he's awesome.
What's your Banner on?
110.
Okay.
So
not the good power.
Yeah, not even usable without the purple.
Yeah, you need the other guy. What else we got? Leveling up a character with ISO 8 immediately after purchasing ISO 8 will now show the correct level of the character.
Did you think because you heard three voices that I was had already spoken or I'm no longer on the show? Or man!
Yeah, normally when we get to a question like this, your answer would be, I don't know. Let me find the game. In 20 minutes from now, I'll be able to tell you the answer. So I figured I'd just skip ahead 20 minutes and wait for you to answer.
You're a monster.
So what do you got, Ian?
I don't know. for three star, I have Thanos. For 4 star, I have Iceman and Peggy. And for 5 star, I have Doctor Strange and Thanos.
Interesting. See, I don't understand doing two of them.
I don't know. I want them both.
Okay.
I can't decide on just one.
Is it like Lay's? You can't just have one?
Right, or it's like that, forget the taco shell, but why not both? It's the commercial. I didn't have enough information. I just threw it out there. I'm ashamed. Go back to Craig's News.
I don't even remember. Let's see. Animations and pop-up banners now display at the correct time for most characters. So we haven't fixed all the animations and pop-ups, but for most of them.
Yeah. It's mostly fixed.
Yeah. Black Bolt's motivation tile will now correctly unlock powers for characters that have powers without any levels. So apparently he was not actually giving you the one level of a power you didn't have like he's supposed to. So that's fixed. And Spider-Gwen, Kick Out the Jams, has taken away as a team-up. And It now activates multiple times if multiple web tiles are matched away at the same time.
Oh, great. That's cool.
Yeah. That's a huge fix for her.
Yeah, so she's slowly getting better. I think that's all the news.
What about the big change?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've already forgotten. Tell us all about it, Jendy. You're the one who noticed it most.
There's been a huge change to Puzzle Quest that I have to tell you guys about. Now, when you down a character and it tells you you have down Cyclops or Cyclops is down, whatever the message is, there is now an exclamation mark at the end. Cyclops is downed!
Man, if only that were true. If only he would be downed and stay downed and disappear from the Marvel Universe, that would be a glorious day.
That is, yeah, also false. He is a delight and an excellent character.
Yuck. Makes me sad. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know when that actually occurred? Is that just in his latest patch?
This week's update. So, what, this morning or yesterday?
Because I hadn't noticed it until you pointed it out.
Very important.
Oh, I have a question for you guys. You won't know the answer because you're not developers, but Jenda might.
Sure. I'm a developer.
Yeah, I believe you. I just got a new update for the game. Where's my new splash screen?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm totally fine with seeing more Mordo, but I was expecting Hawkeye. Actually, quite honestly, I was expecting them to have a splash screen with whoever the new character is revealing it ahead of time.
Right.
But
I was expecting Danny Rand, personally, but
sure, I'll take a Danny Rand. How about Danny Rand and Hawkeye both doing stuff?
Sure.
No hobo Rand. No way.
Okay.
No hobo. No, I don't mind who we get a new screen for. I just like it when it's a new color. It looks nice. So I want to get off the green.
All right.
So I'm assuming that your hobo comment was the shirtless Danny Rand.
That's the hide version.
The hide. Yeah.
Yeah, that waster.
So there was a comment, I don't remember who it was, but somebody commented that they couldn't believe that Ian, you didn't go off on the Hyde reference.
Do
you have something against Hyde that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, he's a Scientologist. This isn't the appropriate forum for that.
Oh, okay. I knew that.
Welcome to Marvel Puzzle Quest Forum. Oh, and in issues really only pertaining to me, I got one ad this week. One.
Yay.
So that's one more than zero.
Yeah.
But still
move it up.
Still that whatever that bug is it, I hate it. Sucks real bad. I get a whole lot of no rewards.
Yeah, and it's not universal either. My ads have been great.
Yeah. I hate all you people.
Maybe you should upgrade to VIP and see if that fixes the problem.
I don't wanna.
Okay.
I did that once.
I don't wanna.
I did it one time. First time wasn't free. Not everybody was doing it.
There weren't any ads going on then.
Okay.
Right?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Oh, did you guys see that we all got compensated for when VIP renewal wasn't giving you the CP?
Yes.
So it gave you a CP amount, I think, relative to how many people in your alliance actually are VIP.
Yeah.
So for your alliance, that was 20?
It was 15, which was pretty good.
I think we had 8.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Ray, what's in the mailbags?
So I'm going to start with this one. Auberman, I'm going to think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't remember him commenting before, but he said in regards to Craig's issue with intercepts, which is why I'm starting with this first.
Uh-huh.
He says when he finds himself going through a dry spell, like a day or two with no intercepts, he thinks that something has gone wonky. His solution is delete the game and reinstall it.
Hmm.
He says it only takes a few minutes and seems to bring everything back into order. He said he also had a dry spell with bonus heroes and did the same thing. Deleted, reinstalled, and he did it because he noticed he wasn't getting any bonus heroes, but then he had a 10-pack and he didn't want to do it during that dry spell, so he reinstalled the game and was able to get bonus heroes with his 10-pack. So I told you wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, sir.
No, sir, I don't like it.
They've made reloading your game a lot quicker when you have to reinstall now.
Yeah.
That's true. You don't have to play through the prologue anymore.
Yeah, and it's just quick in general. I mean, it's, 10 minutes worth of work, maybe, something like that. So, but who knows? You could get, a couple hundred low node fights in that time, I guess.
Yeah.
So in regards to comments from last week, Jordan from Jersey said... And he says this every time, and I never mention it. He always says, "Happy Thor's Day, everyone."
Well, happy Woden's Day to you.
Right. I believe you have mentioned that.
Have I?
Because, well, one day because he always opens with the same thing, but then one day we were late posting the show, and so he got to open with a different.
Was it Happy Frigga's Day?
Frigga's Day, yeah.
Sure.
So he did say that the Christian Strongman Act is totally a thing.
Yeah.
He says he seen it.
Oh,
well. I don't know what that reference is, but seen it? Is that a local thing, a colloquialism or something, right?
Maybe it's just a typo.
Joe also said, hashtag steroids of Jesus. Craig is right on this one. It was the power team. Yeah. D-Wing Illinois said, Craig is not making this shirt up. He says that he remembers the power lifter Christians. Yeah. And Stink Palm also says that the power team were the phone book ripping evangelicals. They sucked. And he also ended with, "I'm sailing away."
Okay. Nope.
Now it's cruel. I got it. I knew it.
Not jumping in.
No, don't do it. Resist. Set on course. For the virgin
city. I thought you weren't going in.
I got real quiet and I didn't know what to do, so I panicked.
My next next thing I
got to climb aboard. Search for tomorrow.
On every show. I try.
Why would you do that? I was so on board the stink bomb, and then he did that. That was just mean.
Okay. We can stop there, right?
Okay.
Hey, we got an email from a guy named Jimmy who says, "Hi guys, longtime player, relative new listener, love the podcast. Do you think it's advisable to have one strong 5-star team trained as high as possible, or is it better to get as many 4-stars as possible champed?"
I'm sending that one straight to Jenda.
To be honest, it depends. Who is the 5-star? Is the 5-star Thanos? If so, yes. Is the 5-star Black Widow? If so, no. No, really, opinions vary on this. It depends on who you want to get matched against. I think that my personal opinion is that the 5-star pool is still quite small for you to only get matched up against 5-stars. Some people like playing that for that because you'll get extra points. You'll progress probably faster when you're going against higher level players. But for me, I focus on the tier that I'm at and just that tier while I'm on that tier, because I like having a big roster. I like having the most amount of people that I match against with it. Equally big rosters, and until the 5-star level has more than 10 or so people in it, I'm happy with the 4-star tier for the moment. But if it's someone that's really going to change your game, like Stranger Thanos, I maybe go for it. But the other option is to keep them level with your top level 4-star. That way, it's not going to ruin your scaling.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. The if you've got Strange, Thanos, Banner, and you know you can up them, then it'll make a big difference. But you'll also start hitting a lot more 5-star teams. If you've got your 4-stars champed and you have a lot of them, you're going to be able to play a lot more matches without using health packs. You're going to get some multiple teams that you can use. I think it's a lot more variable. And if you do the 4-star way, you're not going to be facing so many 5-star opponents so quickly. So, yeah.
I'm on maybe 15 champed 4-stars right now. And it means depending on the boost week, I have multiple teams I can play with. And that's what I personally like. That's what I enjoy out of the game. But one good 5-star could make a big difference. Yeah.
Mm. No input, Craig? No.
I'm torn. I think I would go the 4-stars personally. I think you'll get more play out of it.
Yeah.
I think I would get really bored with. But who am I kidding? I wouldn't.
Playing the same team over and over.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't complete that thought. No, I
wouldn't. Yeah, the issue is just that you play against the same team over and over again because that's who you get matched against.
Yeah, that would be the part that's especially when you were playing what was it, Redshift, and every single team had Teen Gene in it.
Yeah,
that I had to fight against every single one, so that if Scarlet Witch went off, they were going to get whacked. Oh. It's annoying. Yeah,
that was killer. So onward and upward, Joe posted that he made a comment about the crash because it was the anniversary event is the reason why Devil Dino was in. Apparently last year it was Devil Dino that they subbed in, and this year maybe they're doing it just for April 1st, throwing in the duck. But in any case,
I think it's because he debuted on April 1st last year, so it's going to become an annual thing.
Possibly. But last time I mentioned Devil Dino was in the list, and it was because he was in for some anniversary event last year. So I did also want to mention that he said that we were talking about how a couple different people that pair well with Peggy and I Am 40. He commented that Psylocke also pairs nicely with Peggy and I Am 40. I thought that was nice. D-Wing Illinois also said, Lazy Torch. We made a comment about him and how useful he was or wasn't. He says he usually ends up being the third wheel for any team that he needs a red power for after picking, your main two characters, because his red for 8 AP is still pretty usable. So
yeah,
I agree with that.
I'd probably use Cyclops or someone instead, though.
Perrindiak. Apparently, Craig, you said pink last week.
Did I?
Yeah, Perrindiak, first comment was, ha, 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 Craig said pink.
You should know. You listen to this show.
Apparently I missed it. Huh. He also did say that, Ian, you need to keep this in mind. He needs you to channel Daniel Plainview. Do you know who that is?
I do.
I had to look it up, but he needs you to channel Daniel when referring to Cactus Jack for maximum hilarity. I drink your milkshake.
I drink it up.
He also had a story. He said, so he's at a dive bar that he always goes to. The guy that services the pool table ran into the building. And so there's plywood up on the one side of the bar. And he said, Indian Outlaw was just playing.
Nice.
And then he ordered pink AP for everyone.
Oh, yeah. We should make that as a cocktail.
Ava Vavoom loves Kate Bishop. And she posted some information about the Matt Fraction, David Aja Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So she said that, if you want to learn about Kate, that's a perfect place to do it. She also posted a few clips from the comic Origin of Pizza Dog, how he got the name Lucky, how Lucky is with Kate instead of Cliff.
Yeah, cool, Cliff.
I love it that everybody's making fun of Craig. It's just hilarious.
That's where that Naked Hawkeye comes from, is the David Aja comic, which I really would recommend. It's fantastic.
Yeah, if I got into comics again.
I'm telling you, man, this recent run of Unworthy Thor was tremendous.
I have it downloaded for my trip, actually, so I'll let you know.
Oh, totally two thumbs up.
So this person, if she's commented before, I missed it, Villain Sidekick. Oh. Said that your talk about steroids of Jesus had her laughing so hard that she was having trouble driving. She said that her husband has a badger mushroom snake tattoo.
Wow.
Oh, that's commitment. I love it.
And her comment to that is, thanks, Internet. And she also said, I always call automotive artillery cars, cars, cars. And she says that this podcast does nothing to help her control her weird brain.
Yeah, I can see that. Well aimed Toyota.
We got somewhat of an apology from FAHQ 1977. He said that he rushed into granting Medusa the moniker Annoya Queen, and he didn't think how awkward it would sound spoken multiple times in the podcast. He apologizes for that, but now it seems doubly appropriate. So
that's funny.
Jeff Cascadian asked about Fezzik, why we call Gene Fezzik. I think we already explained that earlier in the podcast. And he did actually mention, you know, I wrote this down or copied it and didn't even think about it. He says that rumor has that the character clue will be Cloak and Dagger as a dual character. So
sweet.
He has heard that as well. Rumor has it. So, and finally.
I don't know any other words that I saw.
I don't even know that song, so I just
it was off Adele's second album.
Oh, not a big Adele fan, so
yeah. You're a monster. That's
possible. Finally, Shard Attack said,
"The best
after all the TV digressions Craig has inflicted upon us, you completely passed up about the world's greatest mailman, Cliff Clavin, when talking about cliffs."
Sure,
he said the official ranking of cliffs. Number one, Cliff Clavin. Number two, the Cliffs of Insanity. Number three, Cliff Burton. Number four, Cliff Bars. Number five, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Number six, White Cliffs of Dover. And number 1007, Cliff Huxtable.
Wow. Man, the cause has fallen that low, huh? You know, you drug a few women and you have your way with them, and suddenly, you know, you're a criminal or something.
100% true. Or something.
Poor the cause.
Hey, look, the mailbag's empty. That's all I got.
Hey, Ian, what time is it?
Holy smokes, I can't even imagine. Is it time for the featured character of the week?
Week. That is correct, UNC Samurai. That is a list of people who have never been in my kitchen. That's a Cliff Clavin joke for those there.
Oh, I didn't get it. Thanks for clearing it up, though.
That was his answer on Final Jeopardy. Is, you know, he was playing Jeopardy. He had like a dream board, like it was like beers, the history of the Postal Service, and like all that stuff. And he had like a huge lead going into Final Jeopardy. And then it listed some people, and his answer was, who are three people who have never been in my kitchen? And well, technically, that was a correct answer. That was not the answer, obviously, that Trebek was looking for. So
right.
Cliff lost all of his money.
No.
Anyway, this week's feature character is brought to you by Tom's Tray Canoes. You know, only the rich can afford something fancy like a trimaran. For us humble folk, get yourself one of Tom's Tray Canoes. The only three-hulled canoe on the market. Unparalleled stability can be yours. And think of the storage space for your favorite adult beverage as you tool on down the river. Tom's Tray Canoes.
Sorry, I'm just picturing it in my head, and it's just, Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas, indeed. So let me tell you about the featured character of the week. Once again, I have very limited background on this character. All I know about this guy is, once upon a time, Wesley Snipes' mom got bit by a vampire, and he turned into Blade in utero. He teamed up with Kris Kristofferson, and he killed a bunch of vampires, specifically Tracy Lords. And then... Then things got really dicey.
Wow.
Yeah. So let me tell you a little bit about Four-Star Blade, the forgotten four-star. he's got some powers. They're red. They are also green and black. All right. Unfortunately for me, red is a dual power, so bear with me. It's called the Hunger. It's passive. It's red. Cost zero. If there are 10 or more red tiles on the board, Blade steals his resolve and converts a random basic tile to a strength 37 strike tile at the beginning of the turn. When Blade's team reaches 9 or more red AP, this power transforms into the Bloodlust. As this gets better, the strike tile gets stronger, eventually creating a 288 strength strike tile. All right, now when this here switches over to the Bloodlust, still passive, still zero red. Every turn, Blade consumes one red AP and deals 380 damage to a random enemy. When Blade's team falls below 7 red AP, this power transforms back into the Hunger. The amount of damage he does goes up every time, eventually doing 2,960 damage. Tools of the Trade. This is a green power. It costs 9 green AP. Blade attacks, dealing 315 damage to the enemy team. If Blade's team has 7 or more red, Blade uses his fangs in the attack, healing himself for 241. As he increases in level, both damage and healing increase. And when he's all tricked out, he's doing 2,636 damage to the enemy team, and he's healing himself for 2,017 damage, or 2,017 health, I suppose. Supernatural Sense costs 11 black AP. Blade destroys 4 AP from the enemy team's strongest color. If Blade's team has 7 or more red AP, Blade also creates 2 red tiles. Then he creates 3, 4, 5, and 6 red tiles. I am nervous to even hazard a guess as to how to appropriately construct this guy.
There's definitely a correct answer in this case, so let's try it.
All right.
It seems...
Now, I'm not super good at Puzzle Quest, but history has taught me since that last ability lets him generate red and helps control the other team's AP, that is probably more potent than I realize. And it was also the easiest. It's also the easiest run to read.
But it costs 11.
11, I know. But you're destroying 4 AP and putting 2 reds out there so that you can fuel these other 2 powers. So let's say this is probably 355.
Really?
Blah, that's wrong.
Nuts!
So here's
I'm totally in the 553 train.
Where I think you missed, Ian, is that the level 3 on black and the level 5 on black gets you 2 extra red tiles.
Yeah, it's pretty right. You're right. It's nominal. Again, but I've seen that be very significant, like on Thor, when you have his yellow set at like 4 as opposed to 5, and you're creating 7 green AP instead of, or 9 green AP instead of 7 or something of that nature, it's significant.
That's true.
It is very significant. I mean, when you set his yellow at 5 and you generate those 7 green AP as opposed to maybe 5 green AP if you set it at 4, I don't remember off the look, but the amount of, you know, the amount of matches that you're going to make, the amount of criticals that are going to occur, significantly higher. So I'm thinking, but you're right, 5 to 6 is not a real, it's kind of ho-hum.
Yeah, and the other issue as well is that for that same 11 black AP that you're spending on those 6 red tiles, you could do the same, you could pair them with Hulkbuster, and in that case, you get the same 9 red AP for your team, but you also get 2 yellow strike tiles as well that do 360 damage each. So, yeah, 553 for me is the way to go.
Sounds good.
If it's on a boosted week, you get a 600 strength strike tile at the start of every single turn with his passive red power. And then once you go over 9 red AP, you get 6,000 damage to a random enemy every turn. And that 6,000 damage is augmented by all the strike tiles that you put out earlier in the match. Plus, if you have any extra strike tiles from people like Hulkbuster when you're generating your red, that adds to it as well. So it gets really brutal really quick.
Yeah, unfortunately, mine's a 410 at the moment, so...
He's my next champion. I have him as 240 at the moment because I compulsively level as I go along.
Wow. Nice.
So, yeah, you're going to want to pair him with a red accelerant. You can do it with Cyclops, you can do it with Hulkbuster, or you could do it with 5-star Phoenix.
I could not use 5-star Phoenix.
But do it with Cyclops then and respec him to 355 so that you don't actually use Cyclops' red power. You just use him to keep generating red and keep generating red. And then if Blade is boosted, you're getting 6,000 damage at the start of every single turn.
That does sound ridiculous. Yeah, mine is at 323, and I don't think I've put a drop of ISO in them. So I have only used them when required. So, but I can't comment a whole lot.
Yeah, I should have him finished out by the end of the week, hopefully. He's my current project.
Wow.
Oh, and also, I should mention as well, that green power, the middle one, that's a true heal. That's not a burst heal. So he's sending health packs as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of true heal.
Yeah, that's when he boosts it, that's going to be 4,000 true heal as well as 5,000 damage for 9 green AP.
You know, vampires.
Blah!
I tell him to suck your blood.
That is a ton of true healing. That
level. Yeah, it really is.
Man, if only it could have been like as much as, you know, Mr. Fantastic used to get. Before they took it all away.
Man.
Pop on his face some more.
You need to move on. It is not.
Yeah, I've still not given up the fight on one star Venom yet.
Yeah. It is not as much as X-23, but then again, you have to make a good match to get her to heal.
Right.
It's a power use, so, but in any case.
Well, there you have it. Featured character of the week, 553, four-star Blade. Use him when he's boosted.
Perfect.
And use him with someone who makes red.
Blah.
And make a Bela Lugosi style.
Blade's going to fight, not actually Blade. You know.
What's that?
I think that's the noise that the person that Blade's going to kill makes, not... The Daywalker himself probably doesn't walk around saying that a whole lot.
That would be great, though. Maybe he wants to mock his victims.
Oh, that could be. What have people got dying on the vines? Anybody got anything exciting?
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
Longtime Alliance member Ava Vavoom has two Peggy covers dying on the vine because she's hesitant about spending the 120 CP to champion Peggy. Spend it, champion Peggy.
Yeah.
Cash in those two covers.
Peggy is so worth it.
Yeah, I always think that if you're on a 5-2-5 or something like that, I think the 120 is worth it. Other people disagree, but if it's someone that's really going to change your game, like I did it for Cyclops, I would consider doing it for Medusa if I got a 14th cover I couldn't use.
No,
if it's someone like that, like Peggy, just do it.
Yeah, I believe she's at a 5-5-2, so I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, perfect.
Where did that information come from?
Alliance chat?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I accidentally played a little bit today.
just so everyone's clear, you do play every day.
I know.
Most days.
But I was engaged. I had some time. Sure, I didn't have anything. I've already finished watching the Iron Fist series, so I just let Clone Wars play in the background while I focused on some puzzle quest.
Yeah. I do have to mention that Donkey Teeth just said that Craig is sulking about his nerfed character. Drink! Apparently that's part of the drinking game. As far as my vine goes, I have 7 covers currently. One of them, though, I was just saving because I wanted to remind myself who my favorite or who my reward of the week was. And the rest are just 2 stars. So nothing big.
All right, I got a Fury dying, I got a Venom dying, and then that's it.
Fury makes me sad, Venom not so much.
Yeah.
Well, again, I only really keep one active project at one time that I aggressively level and go for, and then the rest, if they're dying and the cover spread isn't good, I just sell them. I don't even wait the 2 weeks. I'm not great at that. So I've got 2 Blade covers. I'm gonna have them by the end of the week. That's it.
I don't know how you could possibly control things that much. I always end up getting covers that of course, I also end up with characters at 5-1-1. And
yeah, I just go based on who I have 13 covers for and then aggressively go for whoever the best out of that is. And then if another one comes, that's great. They're next in the queue. But I'm terrible at keeping covers just sat there for 2 full weeks. I can't do it.
Okay, gotcha.
I've only got a couple of dying on the vine. Actually, I think they came from last week from opening. I have a Riri Williams that if I get enough hero points, I will put on my roster. I have a Gwenpool that I will claim that I'm going to put on my roster, but I'm really going to sell it after the show. That's it. There's Captain Marvel sitting here, but I have already sold her. 2-star.
Okay.
2-star. Nope. I would have. I've already rostered the 2, the 3 and the 4-star versions would have been useful.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I did want to mention real quick, UNC Samurai said that his reward of the week slash month slash century was the exact 5-star Phoenix red that he needed. She was at 5-5-2. So.
Yeah, but he's willing to spend, 4,000 command points and a drop of a hat to character's level. So, whatever.
Well, now you've got the perfect character for when you get played. Perfect.
There you go, Samurai. Get your blade up to go with Phoenix.
Nice. And Donkey Teeth also said that he has 4 red Peggy covers dying, and so is he.
That's sad.
I know.
5-3-3. Oh, that's just mean. Yeah.
Don't spend it.
Yeah, that's a lot of CP.
Sad fact.
How many 5 covers?
He says he has 4 dying.
Oh.
So he's got 9-3-3.
Yeah, and you're never going to get them by opening tokens, so maybe spend it.
Well, that's rough. Hey, I got my 10-pack this week from, you know, PvP for the 4,000 for the season.
Right, and?
But it was sad. It was like I got 3 3-stars and 7 2-stars.
Oh, okay. No bonus heroes?
Nope.
You should uninstall. You should try uninstalling the game and reinstalling it.
That's what I hear. What do you guys get this week?
I got 2 5-stars, which is unusual. So I was very happy this week. I got a Thanos that put him on 8 covers. I have him on 2, 3, 3.
Oh.
And then I got a Doctor Strange that put him way above any of my other 5-stars. He's on 10 covers now. He's on 4, 3, 3. So that's a good spread.
Yeah, it is.
So because they're getting up there now, they're on 8 covers and 10 covers. I'm only going to open Latest Legends while Thanos is in there. And then when Thanos switches over, I'm only going to open Classic Legends from then on. I'll follow him.
Follow Thanos wherever he goes.
Yep, he's the main event. You have to.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I would say don't do it, but it's too late.
Yeah, it already happened.
That's a classic song, yo.
So my big reward, I got a Wasp, which... I'm getting her way 4, 3, 3 now. And since they've, made a change to her, I'm looking forward to using her. But what's that?
She's much better now. Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing that makes her that great is I got a bonus with that and got my Moon Knight up. I had him at 1, 2, 4. He's now at 1, 5, 4. I get lunacy like you wouldn't believe.
Well, see, I get nothing but Fists of Khonshu.
Yeah, I'll trade you.
That'd be nice because I would like to get him champed, but I only get the fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be my next favorite after Medusa because I have him on 5, 2, 5. So, and he's just left. So,
well, I've now finally got him to 5, 3, 4. So I'm getting closer.
Man. Yeah. We'd love to get him champed. So the other reward of the week, I wanted to mention this for Ian.
Whoa.
I just got a daily resupply. I got a Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, I think I saw her in the a couple days in the future. Yes. By that I mean like 5.
Because I'm just ahead of you, so
yeah,
you should be getting her very soon.
Is that in the not too distant future?
Yes.
That's Sunday AD, is that how it goes?
I don't remember the details.
I met a guy named Joel, not too different from you or me.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Sorry. Moving on. It's time to open up some tokens. As always, brought to you this week by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy. Who wants to go first?
I'll go. It's always the... We'll start low and we'll build.
Okay.
I'll open one Latest Legend. Oh, it's a 4-star. Could it be another Ancient Venom? Nope, even better. It's good old Luke Cage.
Ooh.
Our man. A bunch of fiddle faddle.
A whole bunch of fiddle faddle.
Yep.
He needed to use more phrases like that in the show. I'd have been happier.
Yeah.
Sweet Christmas.
I've already clicked mine, so
I think I'll go next.
It was kind of accidental, kind of. It is a 4-star. I haven't opened it yet, though. I'm going to open it now. Oh, and it's another Peggy. So that'll go on the pile.
All right. I got 2 Latest Legends here. So I'm going to poke Cliff in the face. First one is sadly a 4-star. It is also... a whole bunch of fiddle faddle.
Wow.
And then the second poke of space is another 4-star. Oh, God help me. Exploit!
Oh. That is worth it every time.
It really is.
So let's see. My Power Man is now at 2, 4, 3. My Gwenpool, apparently I can't use that power.
No loss.
Well, that I'm well aware of, but... Let's see, what do I even have her at? Oh, 5, 2, 2. So clearly that one more purple was really nice.
Right. All right, well, now that you cleared those out of the way.
Do you
want to
play this game?
Yep, I've got 2, so I'm going to open my first now. It's Latest Legends. Click, click. It is a
Medusa.
4-star Agent Venom, Military Might. Round 2. I got a rock. Round 2.
Nice.
5-star.
Oh,
there you go.
Yep.
Black Panther, Spirit of Wakanda.
Yeah.
So that's
probably
my Venom on 1, 5, 1.
Wow.
And it puts my Black Panther on 0, 1, 3. So getting there.
Nice. So yeah. my My Peggy cover, two things about my Peggy cover. One, I'm being yelled at by Donkey Teeth for getting a Peggy, and Donkey it was actually Teeth. Blue, so he could have used it too. But the other thing is that took her to level 280, which got me a legendary token.
Well, all right.
You want to go again?
So I'm clicking it again.
Yeah.
And I'm getting Hero for Hire. 4-star Luke Cage.
Man, it's raining Luke Cage.
What, you said about
him? Hero for Hire.
Oh, that's a power. I thought you were just telling me about the character. I was like, yeah, we know.
So really nice. He is now in a 3-3-4.
Wow.
I love it when they come out evenly.
That's not even.
It's as even as you can get.
No, but okay.
Well, three, say, three, four, at that number of covers, you can only spread them out a few ways.
Right.
But they're all different, and it's 11 total. I mean, it just doesn't...
Right, it doesn't divide
it's 10
evenly.
Total, isn't it?
Right. What? 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it is. Way to go, Craig.
Math's hard. Moving on. Yes, it is. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, already?
Yes.
Show's
been over an hour long already.
Oh, my goodness. We got to go. Oh, my God. I just went up to level 62. What a good day. The soon-to-be-named podcast network. Hold on. Something's gone awry.
Sweet Christmas.
We are part of the soon-to-be-named. I can't even do my spiel. All I can do is say soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. also, check out our webpage, which has links to all the great shows on the soon-to-be-named network. It's a podcast network with a bunch of awesome shows. The ever-growing soon-to-be-named network.
Including Longbox Heroes, where if you can't get enough of me, and really, who can't? I'm going to be appearing on next week's Longbox Heroes to talk about the DC Hanna-Barbera crossover event. So,
I also want to give a shout out to Talking Gimmicks because it's WrestleMania week.
Yeah.
There you go.
Got to get them in there.
Are you on that show?
No, I've never heard it, but I'm sure it's very good.
No doubt.
We maybe only be there. I don't know.
Only the best of the best are on the soon to be named network.
It's true. In other notes, next week's show will be a day late. So it will not post. The live version will be Thursday night. The posted version won't be until Friday because I'm going to be out of town in the Berg at a work event. So blame me. Or blame Canada.
No, we will blame you. Don't worry.
Oh, mostly Craig.
All right. I think that's all we got for this week. As always, thank everybody for joining us. And special thanks to a listener from across the pond. Thanks, Jenda. Good times.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do 3 shout-outs real quick.
Sure.
I want to say hi to Noble Browncoat. I want to say hi to Chad Too Bad, a.k.a. Euronymous, who I'm meeting on Friday. And I'm going to give my 3rd shout-out to my wife.
Does she listen to the show?
She will now.
Does she play Puzzle Quest?
No.
You better get on that.
Yeah, our wives are actually playing more and more Puzzle Quest. It's really kind of strange.
Yeah, yours are. Mine plays nonstop Clash of Clans.
I was going to say, and mine is like the MPQ Widow's version of me. She plays maybe once a day because she has to.
Okay, maybe I was exaggerating.
Maybe it's just your wife.
As always, go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, for any updates, comments, suggestions, and such forth. You can leave it in the discuss feature there on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. You buy something, we get some love. Or head on over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag there. Or become one of our super awesome patrons. We've heard of them. Where you can be on, you know, and send us some money that way and can maybe accrue yourself some sweet, sweet prizes.
Some cumulative prizes.
Yeah. So there you go. But that's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, if you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire to be discussed next week. Good night, everybody.
It took me maybe 30 episodes to realize that was a hint for the next feature character. Someone on the show had to say that they didn't get the hint for this week for me to go, wait, what hint?
That's right. I think it was our buddy Rick who it took him several episodes to realize that the sponsor of the feature character was not an actual company. So
I still don't know where those come from.
Oh, man. That is paid off in spades. Thanks for that sponsor.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye, friends.